Sounds like the guest from the NDP to join us here, the Trending 55 hot seat, joined on the line right now by Sarah Hoffman. She is the NDP Shadow Minister for Health and also the MLA for Edmonton Glenora. I guess, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Really happy to be on your show, Kyle.
All right. The main thing we want to talk about is prescription drug costs. Now, we have seen some increases on that in Alberta recently, and it word kind of come out of the last week or two that, well, we may also have some more in the near future as well. What are kind of some of the NDP's concerns around that there?
You know, I'd say one of the biggest concerns that people have, well, their top two are around affordability and around healthcare access. I hear about those two things every day. And this proposal by the government is going to make both worse. And accessing prescription drugs, particularly for seniors, is getting more and more expensive. They've already increased the copay that seniors have to pay. So before, the maximum copay was $25 per prescription, and the government's increasing it $1 every month until the spring, up to $35. So that's a 40% increase if you're paying $25 and it goes up to $35. That's a big hit to a budget of somebody who's on a fixed income. That's really difficult. And then we also released a leaked cabinet document that showed the government considering a number of other steps to make it even more expensive for seniors, but also the rest of us as well.
And particularly, you mentioned certainly the cost of living issues, and obviously healthcare is somewhat related to that with some of the kind of interesting things going on in that field, but to put it mildly. What are kind of some of the things that you've kind of been hearing around some of those concerns for people out there?
Yeah, well, a big healthcare one is access to simple things like an open emergency room and a family doctor. And if you can't get one close to home, I know there's a lot of folks in rural and remote communities who already have to fill the tank with gas to go to the nearest emergency department. And if that one's closed and you have to go another hour, an hour and a half, that is impacts your financial situation. Of course, it also impacts your health situation. Nobody shows up at the ER because they're having a good day. It's always in times of stress and anxiety, and making sure that healthcare is there when and where you need it is a priority for us, but it doesn't seem to be for the UCP and Danielle Smith right now. And this proposal that the government was considering, and they did reject some of the recommendations that the Adrienne LaGrange, the health minister for primary and preventative care, brought forward. They say they're not going to move forward on means testing, where they were talking about having some seniors pay thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars more every year for their own prescriptions. They are moving forward on that copay piece I mentioned. And then another one is that if you are working or have access to other health benefits, they're going to make you use those health benefits first before you can use the government plan for seniors, which means that, you know, insurance companies aren't just going to pay extra bills without passing those costs back onto the rest of us who are in those plans. So a lot of us, whether we're seniors or not, are going to end up having to pay higher premiums to be able to cover the government trying to move seniors off their balance sheet. And that just, you know, really isn't fair. And they say this is about seniors who are still working. I think a kind and caring government would find ways to help seniors be able to retire financially secure in their golden years, instead of asking them to keep working and telling their benefits plans from other employers to pay for their drugs. So it just doesn't seem like making life more affordable or increasing access to healthcare is a priority for the government. And I strongly believe, as does our leader, Nahed Nenshi, that those should be top priorities for anyone who's in a position of leadership in this province.
And we have seen some occasions before where the provinces, not just Alberta, but all the other provinces and the federal government have kind of worked together in addressing some costs around the healthcare fields and prescriptions being a part of that. Do you think that's something that should be also explored here as well?
Absolutely. I was really proud to be the health minister under Rachel Motley's government, and we did a lot of negotiations around, we were part of something called the Pan-Canadian Pharmaceutical Alliance, and we negotiated better rates with drug manufacturers, and that's something that government should be focusing on. You can always get a better deal if you bulk buy, and you have more buying power in that negotiation if you're working together instead of working at cross purposes. So having a health minister and a premier who know that we're stronger together and aren't spending all their time trying to pick losing fights with Ottawa, but finding opportunities to win working with other provinces, territories, and the federal government to get us the best deal possible. And I'll also reflect really positively on the fact that we also got another $1 billion out of the health transfers to Alberta by making reasonable arguments based on evidence about how our health needs weren't just based on the age of our population, but other health demands that we had based on having a younger population, but other health risks that might go up with folks working in industrial jobs that have more risks. You know, we got an extra $1 billion from Ottawa into healthcare in Alberta, and those are the kinds of things I'd love for Danielle Smith and Adriana LaGrange to focus on, and then use that money to improve access, to make sure that they can reopen your closed emergency rooms, hire family doctors, make sure that we're staffing up on, you know, the other experts we need, like radiation technologists and speech language pathologists. There are so many areas, especially in the north, that we really need the government to invest in, and instead they're focused on how they can charge seniors more for their drugs.
You know, we've touched on certainly the prescription costs, particularly for seniors, and certainly you've mentioned the point about, you know, a lot of communities, especially up here in northern Alberta, have still dealing with doctor shortages and some of those emergency room closures. Now, we know the next legislature session going to be starting up in a couple of weeks here. Are those just kind of some of the things that are, I guess, kind of priorities for you, I guess, to kind of work on and address during that session coming up here?
Absolutely. And another one personally that I'm really excited to be talking about is what we're going to do to recruit more health professionals. And when I was a health minister, fortunately, we were in a position where every major municipality could get a family doctor. And that definitely isn't the case today. And nobody should. We have almost 1 million Albertans without access to a family doctor or nurse practitioner. That's just not okay. Albertans deserve so much better. And we're going to be putting forward a number of proposals to make that happen. And we're really happy for the government to steal our ideas and implement them. That's typically what good government looks like. I look to our neighbors to the east in Saskatchewan. We had an NDP health critic propose a bill around increasing whistleblower protections for healthcare workers, and the government actually took a good chunk of that bill and turned it into a government bill and passed it. So we hope that they will do something similar here. We haven't seen that under Danielle Smith at all over the last number of sessions, but hope springs eternal, and we're going to keep putting forward good ideas to make Alberta an even better place for all of us to live.
And finally, here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we asked a little personal question to the politicians. Now, we very much are in fall right now, weather getting a little cooler across many parts of the province. Some people have different activities they like to do in the fall, but what about with you? What are some of your go-to fall activities?
Well, I'm getting the garden ready for everything to be harvested. I've had some great tomatoes this year. My apple tree was out of control, making sure that I can preserve some of those things to get ready for the winter, and also planting a ton of tulip bulbs. I feel like it's yet another task in the fall that would be nice to put off, but as soon as they start perking up in the spring, it's a reminder of good things to come. And I think anyone who does plant things in the fall thinking about the spring is an optimist, and I definitely am one too. I think that if we sow the good seeds in right now, that it can create good opportunities in the future. And that's something that my grandma taught me on her farm, and my mom in our garden up north when I grew up in Canuso, and it's something that I continue to do myself, and really reminds me of those strong homesteading women who came before me and all that they did to make Alberta a better place. And I feel like it's my responsibility to carry that on while also planting my own garden.
Well, hope you get some good plants out of that garden this year. Sarah Hoffman, the NDP Seattle Minister for Health, and MLA for Edmonton Glenora, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Kyle.